T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least 3 times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I feel like I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on a Thursday, middle of October. Still warm outside, though I hear we might actually have a fall-like weekend for football. For Friday night football tomorrow night, for the Dogs game on Saturday, might feel a little bit more like October than it does right now, which feels like it's like late August or something like that. But nonetheless, we have the Boys of Summer still in progress here, as you know, and there's going to be a big baseball game coming up this weekend, and the Fall Classic is looming. So all of that kind of in our world tonight, and a lot of people are going to be staying up tonight. I think a lot of people are going to be staying up in Atlanta tonight to watch Game 5 between the Giants and the Dodgers. I'm not going to be one of them because the game doesn't start till 9:10 our time, which I think we have to brace for, because when we go out in the West Coast, there's a chance that we could end up playing one or two of those games midweek here, where we get that 9 o'clock start. Oh man, that is going to be so hard, because you can't not watch, but you got to stay up to like 1 a.m. Oh my god. All right, well, good morning to you, Oren. Good morning to you, Abe. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, John? I didn't expect to speak just now. What's going on, bud?
Well, are you eating again? Are you having another cookie?
No, I'm eating some chicharrones right now, sir. Yes.
You know, when Hugh gets back, I'm going to be bringing him up to speed on you.
See, in my defense, John Fricke, I don't normally have speaking parts this early in the morning.
Well, normally there's another guy on the show, too. Yeah, you know, he ain't here.
I get caught off guard with this, man. I kind of understand that. I'm not... Hugh has a little bit more time to eat in the morning than I do. I'm kind of
scared. You are by far the busiest man on this show. Yeah. There's no question of that.
I don't understand what Abe has to do in the mornings either now.
Well, it's during the show busy, and then there's rest of the day busy. I do a lot more, other parts of the day as well.
Yeah, he does. So I get a quick question for both of you guys. Who are we rooting for tonight? Yeah, Oren, who are we rooting for? Hey, let me lay it out.
24 innings of chaos.
Okay.
And that, the longest game ever.
Yeah, right. Okay, there's that. And using every pitcher for, maximum. A
couple of injuries to some starters.
No. Never root for injuries. Is that like bad karma? Okay.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, bad karma. No, there is. Come on. You haven't been around Atlanta enough. No, there's bad karma.
It's dumb decisions.
Yeah.
Difference.
Well, there's also bad karma. Are we playing without Ronald Acuna or not? So
to make it even, someone else on their team has to get injured, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Stop. Because I swear this happens, I'm coming at you. I mean, like Spider Monkey. I mean, don't do that to me, okay?
How big do you think a Spider Monkey is, John?
It's just a Ricky Bobby reference. Listen.
I'm just saying, I think I could take a Spider Monkey.
Yeah, you think you can. Here's the thing. I'm already on edge, all right? I am seriously on edge, because up until this point, all right, I have to preface this. Up until this point, I was pretty cool, okay? I've been asking the question of, hey, even yesterday, you know, was it peak Braves or is it just starting? You know, hey, listen, I said, look, you know, as we were coming down the stretch, just, you know, get into the playoffs. And, hey, if you make the playoffs and you don't beat Milwaukee, I'm cool. Hey, you know, thumbs up. It was a great run. Then you go out and beat Milwaukee. And suddenly you look at this team and you see the Braves. So I go back to the end of the game yesterday after the Freddie home run and the Braves have clinched and the reporter's on the field, and God love the reporter, basically saying, you know, hey, are you guys surprised? I mean, you only won 88 games. You were the worst team in the playoffs. You surprised to be here? Without any point of reference, okay, let's talk about point of reference. The point of reference is what you said, which is get hot at the right time. The Braves happen to be hot. They're 15-3 in their last 18 games. And that includes eliminating the San Diego Padres from the wild card in San Diego, eliminating the Philadelphia Phillies from the NL East, and knocking the Milwaukee Brewers out of the playoffs, and doing so in rapid fashion.
Okay? Well, the other thing, John, is, and I know you know this, but I'll lay it out for a couple of people. There are teams who are built to win in the regular season, and there are teams that are built to win in the playoffs. The Braves have a top three rotation of Morton, Fried, and Anderson. That's a playoff rotation. That's not a regular season rotation. Because you're starting Drew Smyly, and you're starting Oscar Ynoa, and you're starting Tuki Toussaint, or Bryce Wilson, or Kyle Wright, or Kyle Muller. And nothing against those guys, but they're irrelevant at this time of the year. You pitched a large portion of your season without Max Fried, who was on the injured list, without Ian Anderson, who had to come back from the injured list. Obviously, Ynoa missed a number of games in the middle of the season as well. There's a reason they didn't reach 90 wins. And I don't think that reason impacts what they're doing now. I actually tend to agree with you. They're playing well at the right time, but they're also the sort of team where what they do best does translate. Like, their top three pitchers do translate. There are teams that have better four and five pitchers that are going to win more in the regular season. That's irrelevant to me right now.
And one of the biggest complaints we had all year, certainly I had all year, was the fact that the bullpen had not been solidified. We had the 7-8-9.
And they weren't in the first half. They weren't.
Right. They weren't. Well, of course, they were a disaster. And, you know, Shaky was being shaky, you know, even then. But the bullpen has now coalesced. We now have a bullpen that's coalesced around four guys. Luke Jackson, Matzik, Minter, and Smith, right? I mean, those four guys have become, in some form or fashion,
and apparently Chavez is doing pretty well recently,
Chavez, too. I almost don't consider him to be a bullpen guy.
He's got
guy.
A different role than the other guys,
yeah,
no doubt.
To me, bullpen guys are like sixth inning and later, and Chavez is that guy. He is the cleanup on aisle six guy, okay, you know? I mean, he is doing a really good job in that role. And so he's very important to this team. Absolutely. So I'm not taking anything away from him. I didn't include him only because I don't view him as a prototypical bullpen guy. I view him as, what the hell? Get Jesse in here, you know? Hey, Jesse, come, you know, that's what he does. So who are we rooting for tonight? I mean, here's the thing, and I know that we've talked about this before, but I want to go back to it because the game is tonight, 9:07 on TBS if you want to watch. San Francisco has this team that I don't know how Gabe Kapler got them to win 109 games, which is what they've won, I think.
Refuse to believe it.
Still. You know, I mean, but they've got a big lineup. They hit a lot of home runs. They're not unlike the Braves. I mean, they are a very home run heavy team here. But they've managed to get there to this point in the season with this many wins, and they are at home tonight against the Dodgers, and they have been a thorn in the Dodgers' side all year. Now, the Dodgers are a little dinged up, a little bit. This is why I don't want anybody else talking about nobody else's injuries here. A little bit, but the Dodgers still have a very potent lineup. They are through and through from a roster standpoint, probably the right there with the Astros, the best team in baseball, and we all understand that. However, there are some advantages. One is that the Braves would have home field against the Dodgers. And you really can't undersell that. That is a gigantic thing to have. If the Dodgers win tonight, game one Saturday is going to be here. All right? So, I mean, that is a big deal. It gives you a chance. If you've got a hot team, you roll the Dodgers in here on Saturday, Braves have a chance to jump up in this series and put a lot of pressure on L.A. going back out there. This is not like last year when we're playing in the neutral field in that barn or whatever the hell that thing is in Texas, okay? So that's an advantage. So there's a little bit of way here. It's not automatically reflexively Giants. I think you have to weigh everything here. But you may say it is still the Giants. Orin, who would you rather play, the Giants or the Dodgers? In other words, who are you rooting for tonight?
Giants, because, again, I don't buy Kevin Gausman and Alex Wood and Logan Webb as legitimate 1, 2, and 3 NLCS playoff starters. Just don't. If that was the team right there that – I think can be got from a starting rotation perspective. It's those guys right there because of that reason. They're just, I don't buy them.
All right, so Abe, who are we rooting for tonight?
Yeah, I'm not buying the home field advantage thing, John, to be honest. This isn't football. This isn't basketball. I don't think and the players, I'm sure, will say it. I don't buy the energy of the building, like impacting the game the way it does in other sports. To be honest, I think home field advantage, if you could take one game, I prefer to have 3, 4, 5 straight through at home. So for the same reasons, Orange. And look, I know there's Brandon Crawford, who I think is an excellent postseason player. I know there's Buster Posey, a future Hall of Famer. What he's done in the playoffs is certainly of note. I'm with Orin, though. I can't get behind Logan Webb, Kevin Gausman, and Alex Wood being the trio to eliminate us. Like, Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, Max Scherzer, they can run right through us. Not that they will, but they can. I refuse to believe that the trio the Giants are trotting out is going to run right through us. I just don't think – I can't imagine. I don't know how they won 105-plus games. I don't.
We'll get more into this a little bit later in the hour and open up the phone lines to you, too. You can talk to us about who you like. And the best route to a parade is going to go what through where, and we'll talk about that. Also tonight, 7 o'clock at State Farm Arena, final preseason game of the year for the Atlanta Hawks, only 5. They're taking on the Miami Heat tonight. Pregame at 6:30 on 92.9 The Game. Tip at 7. You can certainly get tickets at Hawks.com if you want to go down and check out the team. Big questions tonight about really are centered around how much, if at any, do you play Trae Young and DeAndre Hunter? You're a week away from the season opener against Dallas. Do you want to give them a little bit of time, get their feet underneath them? And the Hawks' schedule, by the way, if you haven't looked at it, it's not easy, okay? The first 14 games, like 9 or 10 of them, are brutally hard. They got a West Coast trip early in the year. Big one where they're going to, like, Phoenix and Utah and Golden State. And, I mean, yeah, it's not easy. It's a tough one out of the gate there. So we'll see about that. Again, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tickets are available at Hawks.com. By the way, this morning, as we wake up, tickets will be available for the playoff series at Braves.com. So you got to get ready for that once they set that. So I think that should probably go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. All right, we'll get into the best route to the parade for the Braves. And next up, a little morning mash. It is the morning show. Hugh's missing out this week. I miss Hugh. You got to be back. Next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Game.
It's 6:20 Atlanta. Time for the morning mashup.
Yay! A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. Get up. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Time for a little morning mash with Oren, who's back at the mothership in the Mobile Kia Studios. Oh, I should mention here, Oren, that the Oren watch is on, apparently. People want you to go to the games.
Hey, if you guys want to donate to the Oren Romaine needs to go and watch a Braves NLCS playoff, hey, let me know and I can tell you where to Venmo me money at.
So I was just looking at Braves tickets are for sale right now. They're at Braves.com/tickets. The only caveat to this, obviously, is you can go out and buy NLCS Game 1 tickets. Just click on it under the tickets thing at Braves.com/tickets. Is that you don't know when Game 1 of the NLCS in Atlanta is going to be, well, or the first game in Atlanta.
Yeah, whether it's going to be game one or game three.
Right, whether it's going to be Saturday for game one or for Tuesday for game three. So the get-in price in the upper deck for the tickets is $75 apiece. That's not bad.
Yeah, like I'm saying, hit me up. Reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Oren Romaine. Also, you can reach out to Abe Gordon, at Abe Gordon, if you want Abe to go too. I try to get Abe to go last game with me. He's giving me a face right now like he doesn't want to go. But, Hey, Abe, if they buy us tickets to this game, we're going to go to this game. He shrugged reluctantly. He said, hey, they're going to buy them. So.
Yeah, I know that I don't want to. What do you mean $75 isn't bad? I mean, you know, that's the get-in price, you know, the face value. I'm like, yeah, well, this is the playoffs. It is the playoffs. NL Championship Series. I mean, just saying. I mean, it is a premium event. And, well, you know, what's the cost you to get into a concert? I mean, what's the cost you to get into anything that's going to be a premium event? You know, $75?
Yeah, so yeah, it just matter. It's a matter of if you want to go. If you want to go, go. It's just one of those things where these don't come around every so often. So if there's a desire for you to go, if you got to do whatever you got to do to make it happen, find a way to make it happen. But, yeah, reach out to me at Oren Romaine on Twitter, and I'll send you my Venmo. I'll send you my PayPal. I'll send you my home address. But I will meet you at a safe secondhand location if you want to do a trade-off there. Goods for tickets.
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to go this deep. I was having fun there. And now you're like, you're taking this a little too seriously.
No, just letting you know. Let me know if you want me to attend.
Abe, I think he's really thinking about this.
I will sponsor any business you want me. No, I can't do that.
Well, yeah, you gotta be careful of that one.
Not gonna be doing that.
Yeah, you might be getting a call from downstairs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In any case. Please don't fire me. we're gonna start the mashup here with a non-audio story, but funny story nonetheless. A student newspaper at the University of Oklahoma may have inadvertently broken the story about who's going to start this weekend for Oklahoma. And because of that, Lincoln Riley canceled all media appearances yesterday after Oklahoma finished practicing. So the Oklahoma student newspaper employed some old-fashioned reporting by simply climbing into a lofty perch and observing practice. And they said, as Oklahoma's quarterback battle continues to develop, freshman Caleb Williams was seen scrimmaging with the Sooners' first-team offense by the Daily at practice Tuesday, while redshirt sophomore Spencer Rattler was working with the second team. The Daily watched the offensive practice regimen from a public building near the OU football practice field with no athletics employees discouraging observation. So, yeah, they snuck into a spot,
grabbed
got
a pair of binoculars right,
and yeah. Like, hey, that's not Spencer Rattler starting. That's Caleb Williams. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it will be a hell of a scoop. But, yeah, so Lincoln Riley got a little upset about that and said, well, since they broke that story, we're not talking to any media after yesterday's practice.
Yeah, well, hey, look, hey, listen, I think it's very New England Patriots. You're just learning from Bill Belichick, that's all. I mean, boy, Riley got in his feelings, didn't he? Wow.
A little bit, man.
You're going to ban all the media? I'd be like, really? Seriously? I mean, all right, so Caleb Williams is practicing with the first team. Big whoop. I mean, I really don't understand what – is that a shock after what happened against Texas? Of course it's not. I mean, what he did – you know why he banned – he said, I don't want to have to answer the questions, you know. I mean, come on, stop. You're being paid how many millions of dollars a year, Lincoln Riley, to answer these questions? Yes, Caleb played and worked out with the first team today. Yes, we have a decision to make moving forward. You know, that's all. I mean, I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet as to who's going to start. We end up playing both of them. I mean, I don't know what you say, but you got to say something. You don't act like a five-year-old and go, I'm going to get him. I mean, because that's what it comes across as. You know, you're locking the media out of practice. I don't blame. I hate bullying, and congratulations to the, you know, if matter of fact, if I'm the newspapers or the TV stations, I'm like, you guys just got scooped by some kid with a pair of binoculars sitting up in a thing. You guys got to go do your job better.
Mm-hmm. What are we paying you guys?
But there's
for
a reason they won't, because they're too afraid of getting their credentials pulled and yanked. If they did that, if a TV station had done that and gone up there and filmed from up there and then reported on it, that TV station, they would have gotten a phone call and they would have been, yep, you guys are banned. You're out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It would have been that, just like that.
Yep. Colleges roll that way. Yeah, colleges roll that way. They will pull your credential in a heartbeat. And you won't have – colleges view the media as that you need them more than they need you. So we have no problem having your credentials pulled. Yeah, that's the way they roll. Anyway, what else you got in the mash?
Moving right along here. We didn't speak too much about the John Gruden incident over in Las Vegas. A lot of layers, a lot of stuff that's coming out afterwards. There's going to be some more ramifications, I think, not just on the Raiders, but other NFL team, so to speak. But Kyle Shanahan was asked about that yesterday, about the whole Gruden situation. And we won't play – there's one comment he said in particular, and it deals with coaches and families. And he says sometimes when things like this happen, it doesn't just affect the head coach. And he hosted it for a very interesting reason. I'm going to play this cut for you.
It affects a lot of people, you know, all the other coaches in that building, the personnel people, the players. And so, you know, they got an interim coach now and stuff. But I feel for a lot of the families who are like, well, what does this mean for us? And we just moved here a few months ago. What's going to happen and things like that. So it's not just John. It affects the whole building.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, it'd be the same as if your boss got caught. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, new boss, new people. That's true of anything, isn't it? Unless you happen to, you know, have, if you're in a job where you have job security, you belong to a union or you have a long-term contract or something like that, okay, well, that's one thing. I mean, but if you're in a position where, you know, the new guy's going to bring in his people, sure, yeah. I mean, we're talking about, yeah. I mean, all the assistant coaches that are there, or all the, you know, the personnel, I mean, you could have a total shift over here. That happened. Look what happened to the Falcons a few months ago. Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot come in. And they pretty much clean house, right? I mean, that's the way it works. And by the way, you prepare for that if you're working in something like the NFL. But you don't I think what you don't prepare for it is it's going to happen, you know, five games into the season.
Like, you're looking for it maybe in January or February when that move comes, not in October.
And by the way, the same could be said for Urban Meyer in the video and the ramifications of that inside the building. We talked about, you know, everybody talked about how he was with the locker room. You know, they didn't talk about what it's like in the coach's room, because the coach's room's looking at him going, you're going to get fired and you're going to get us fired too. You know, so, you know, he's answered to a lot of people as well. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, it makes a whole bunch of sense. And the only thing I don't know is, I know a lot of people are saying, you know, that there 650,000 emails or something ridiculous like that. I mean, literally 650,000 emails. And the NFLPA wants them all out there. And there's the NFL is kind of saying, no, I think our investigation's done. And then there's all, and what this leads to is a whole bunch of speculation from a whole bunch of people about, well, you know, there's a whole bunch more there that would incriminate, you know, owners in the NFL and you know, high-ranking officials in the NFL and things of that nature, or in the world of business. And then there's another side that says that, you know, they're trying to shield the league from embarrassment so that the league doesn't take another hit, that it shows that the league is not with, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here, Oren. I don't know that they'll release the emails. I think they're going to go to court. A lot of people are going to court to try to get the emails released, but I have no idea what's going to happen here. I don't know what the court will rule, so we'll see. Yeah. And if it does, we'll see what kind of fallout there is. I mean, there could be some. I mean, we're getting into my only problem I understand that you want to weed out stuff. I get that, but at the same time, that's a little. It's like voyeuristic, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, if it's if there's stuff in there that legitimately and is along the same lines of what the Gruden emails had, and I mean, you just there are powerful people involved in this right now, and there's a dynamic in the NFL that the powerful have way too much power, and there are certain things that they're allowed to not just get away with, but kind of prosper and do while they're in power. So, I mean, it's just, it's, if anything, this is showing right now the power structure of the NFL and where the actual power lies. And that I have an issue with. I mean, I know the owners are the ones that sign the checks, but there comes a point where it's like, hey, just because you own a team, that doesn't give you free ride or free reign to do or say or be whatever you want to be as it relates to the people who work under you, the players that you employ, like all of that stuff. Like, there comes a point where the structure sort of has to be altered, and it's like, hey, like, I understand you're the owner and this is what you do and you're in that position way up there, but you know, without everybody that's under, quote unquote, under you, this doesn't work. So there needs to be sort of a lessening of the gap, you will, between the higher ups and everybody else.
Well, except the fact you own the team. I mean, you are the there's that. But yeah, we've seen this before, haven't we? I mean, Marge Schott, Donald Sterling. I mean, you know, you step over a line. Even Dan Snyder, they're trying to force him out. You step over a line, you could lose your team. This is not new territory. Marge Schott stepped over a line, she lost the team. Donald Sterling stepped over the line, lost the team. It's happened before, and it probably will. And I'm sure it probably will happen again. And the day of the one thing I will say is the day of the individual owner, that might sort of be on the way out. It's going to be a lot more. And besides, the stakes are so high in terms of the cost of these teams and these franchises anyway. It's more going to be corporate owned and corporate run. And that you go, why is it so corporate? Well, because it's corporate. All right, what's the best route to a parade for the Braves? What is the single best route to a parade for the Braves? We'll discuss that next with you and with our team as we get ready for Game 5 of the Dodgers and Giants. It is a Thursday morning show with Hugh still on vacation. Boy, he's missing out. It's such a great week to be talking. And I miss him, too. Sports Radio 99 again.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And, you know, I'm sure we're going to have to add another one or, you know, maybe do kind of what we did today type thing. But we'll see when we get there. But, yeah, I think we're in a lot better position now than we were a year ago. And we, you know, we were a game away from getting to where we wanted to go last year. So I like our chances.
Brian Snicker talking about his pitching rotation. This is I agree, even without Ronald Acuna, a team that is in a better position today than it was a year ago when they went to Texas to face, they had to go through a opening round against the Florida Marlins, and then they faced the Dodgers. But nonetheless, when they got into the NLCS against the Dodgers, they're in a better spot than they were then. But we'll see how it all kind of plays out and who they play. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. Hugh's on vacation again. He'll be back next week just in time for all of us to react to what's going on in the NLCS and the opening of the Hawks season, which is a week from tonight. Hawks play tonight, by the way, you should know, against the Heat at State Farm Arena. Tickets are available at Hawks.com. Final preseason game of the year. Will Trey play? Won't he play? Will Hunter play? Won't he play? Some of the decisions that Coach Mack has to make. And the season opener is a week from tonight at State Farm Arena, Trey against Luka in that opening showdown on national TV. So a lot going on with the Atlanta Hawks, a lot going on with the Braves. Tickets are for sale this morning Upper Deck, get in price, $75 a ticket. You can get them right now, though, for Game 1. And we don't know if Game 1 is going to be Saturday or Tuesday, depending on who wins tonight between the Giants and the Dodgers in San Francisco. And we've been debating as to who is the better team to face for the Braves in this NLCS. Do you want to face the Dodgers? Do you want to face the Giants? You know, who do you want to play? There are certain advantages and disadvantages to both. Yes, the Dodgers are, you know, on paper the better team, but the Giants have played as well as they have all year. Obviously, the Giants are the number one seed for a reason. The other thing is with the Dodgers, even though the Dodgers have won 100, I don't know, what they've won, 107, 108 games?
106.
Including the postseason?
106.
What?
106. Are you including the postseason wins or just?
Yeah, including the postseason.
Oh, boy. 108 well, then.
Yeah, right.
Because the Giants won 107 regular and Dodgers were 106 regulars, I think.
So if they come to Atlanta, it'll be a 109-win team. You're going to face a 109-win team, right? I mean, so a team that's won a ton of baseball games. But because of the oddity of the way things work out, the Dodgers would be technically the number two seed, even though they won 109 games, because they were a wild card team. They did not win their division, just the way it works. The Braves would be, you know, the team that has home field advantage in facing the Dodgers, and Game 1 would be here on Saturday against the Dodgers. Otherwise, Game 1 will be in San Francisco. And then Game 1 for the Braves will be the following Tuesday, which will be Game 3. Follow all that? Okay, good.
Actually,
Braves.com
for tickets. You just gave me a complete revelation on this. We're looking at the prospect, because we already know we're dealing with West Coast times, right?
Mm-hmm,
Pacific
sure.
start times.
Yeah.
Now, see, because this is the way my mind works in dealing with sleep. Now I really want the Giants to win. Because we're looking at Saturday, Sunday being Game 1 and 2, Pacific time starts. Off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here, off Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday again if you go to 6 and 7. So we'd be looking at weekend, late starts on the weekends. And during the week and big games in Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm really rooting for the Giants.
Well, I sort of see what you're saying, yeah.
Oh, but need you know, my sleep, John.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right, yeah, it's all about you. All right, anyway, best route to the parade. That's our question this morning. What is the best route to a parade for the Atlanta Braves? It has been so long since the Atlanta Braves had a parade. You would have to be literally 31, maybe 32 years old and have been a Braves fan at the time when you were born to remember the last parade, which it blows me away because it doesn't seem that long ago to me, because as you get older, time tends to fly a little bit. And I so remember that I have been witness to so many great things in Atlanta. That's just a product of being around for a while and doing what I do. The one thing I was not witness to was the World Series clincher. I had that morning. I had to fly. This just still to this day drives me batty. I had to fly to New York City that morning because the network I was working for had a mandatory network meeting. Now this is obviously pre cell phones and Zoom and whatnot, but I was like, "But don't you understand? The Braves can clinch tonight." Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. You got to come. So I was forced to watch the Braves clinch against the Indians or the Guardians or whatever the hell we're gonna call them in 95. From a bar in a hotel in New York City, okay, where everybody was sitting around some kind of piano, and the worst thing, it wasn't like it was a Wild Wings at a sports bar or, you know, anything like, no, it was like one of those hotel piano bars, right, with, you know, peanuts and old guys trying to, and never mind. One of those boring, you know, oak and brass kind of places, and with a little TV, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and people are like, what's going on? I'm going, hey, my TV just won the World Series. Yeah, oh, we don't. Okay, never mind. What's the best route to a new parade here? Is it the Giants and then the Red Sox? Is it the Giants and then the Astros? Is it the Dodgers and the Red Sox? Is it the Dodgers and the Astros? Let's begin this, Orin and Abe, by saying, what do you think? Right, we're trying to find the best route to a parade of that Giants, Red Sox, Giants, Astros, Dodgers, Red Sox, Dodgers, Astros. What's the hardest route on paper?
Dodgers, Astros.
Okay, Dodgers, Astros, says Abe.
Without even a slimmer of hesitation for me, that's the toughest path.
What is the hardest one for you, Orin?
Say for me one more time, John.
Giants, Red Sox, Giants, Astros, Dodgers, Red Sox, Dodgers, Astros. We're trying to eliminate one. What's the hardest one for you? What's the hardest road to a World Series?
The hardest road to me would be Dodgers-Red Sox.
Dodgers-Red Sox. Well, and I'm sort of kind of rooting for the Red Sox, not just because I hate the Astros, which I'm not a big Astros fan, but because of the idea of playing. Who doesn't really want to watch the World Series at Fenway Park, right? I mean, don't we all?
But the storylines of the Braves eliminating a former host of their franchise in Milwaukee, right, and a former host of the franchise in Boston could be a little.
Back to their roots, you know, they were the Milwaukee Braves and they were the Boston Braves, and they obviously didn't. Boston Braves didn't play at Fenway Park. They were, I get that, but still going back to Fenway because they're really. All right, I'm going to say something that's going to make Dodgers fans mad. If you're a Dodger fan, I don't care. You need to hear this. If you're a Dodger Stadium is not a classic stadium. Dodger Stadium is a pit. Okay, anybody who think that thing, Chavez Ravine. I've been there 50 times.
But, John, it's the third oldest stadium in baseball.
I've been there 50 times. That place is just not, every time I went to Dodger Stadium, it was like, oh, God, I have to go to that pit again. There are only three stadiums that matter in baseball. Okay, that's it. Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, at Fenway Park. That's it. The rest of them are, they're nice. I mean, there's a lot of great, Pittsburgh's got a great stadium, but we've got a great stadium.
Coors Field is great. Do we really care about new Yankee Stadium?
Well, but it's still on the same piece of property. And it still has that, in the Bronx, in the city kind of feel to it. It still has, it's the, because this is the second new Yankee Stadium. People have to remember, second new Yankee Stadium. It's a little bit more glitzy than it's more modern, but it still has, you're in Yankee Stadium, okay?
Played in it. That's my problem buying in.
Wait a second. They played on that field. That's the field of Joe DiMaggio and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle. It's the same field.
Well, it's next door.
I know, but it's the same pot of land. Okay.
I guess it's across the street.
All right. Here we go. Park. Anyway, so let's go back to this best route to a parade.
There.
Is,
that's all.
Best route to a parade is what?
I'm rooting again. I don't care about who you beat in terms of I want to go through the best or I want revenge on the Dodger. I don't care about any of that. I want a parade. I want to hold up a trophy.
So what the best route is what?
Give me the Giants and give me the Red Sox.
Oren, what do you get best route to a parade is?
Best route to a parade? I think it would be the Giants and give me the Astros. I don't know. I don't buy the Astros in that World Series position.
Boy, it's a pretty good baseball team.
It is.
I'm telling you.
I think the Sox are built more for October than what the Astros are.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about what Oren just said. This is why it's reflexive to say Giants and Red Sox, but keep this in mind. Again, I want to go back to what that reporter said on the field and intimated in the post-game interviews with the Braves, that the Braves didn't deserve to be there. Are you surprised you're here? I mean, you only won 88 games. Not paying attention to the fact that the Braves are 15-3 in their last 18 games. They're peaking right now. They're playing probably better. The Braves are probably playing better baseball than anybody in all of baseball right now. But don't look now, but the Red Sox are red hot too, okay? Red Sox just went through a grind to get in there in that American League East with the Yankees and the Jays and the Rays. I mean, they had to battle to get there, and now they're here. If you think the Astros are going to roll the Red Sox, I got news for you. I think that's going to be a war. Matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if that went 7 and the NLCS didn't, that the Braves weren't unless it's, okay. So we're going to be asking you today what the best route to a parade is between those four potential roads to a parade for the Atlanta Braves. And we may have to kind of get into that a little bit later in the program. Late in the 8 o'clock hour, Alex Anthopoulos is going to join us. We'll talk to him about that. Rapid Fire's next. I got a bunch of questions for the guys that you can answer out there if you're out there working or driving around. We'll get into that as we continue with John and Hugh on the Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!